Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Doby reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Easter moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Moss settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moss. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Easter scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Willard Nixon now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is walked intentionally. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive to right field. Goodman throws towards the plate. Moss fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moss. Rosen scores. Chapman scores. Boone goes all the way around to score. Tebbets moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Vollmer moves to third. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. Dropo moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Moss moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone is hit by the pitch. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 8-4. Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Wright now playing right field. Billy Goodman now playing first base. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tebbets for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. Wright moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright scores. Moss moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-6, Indians. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Taylor now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 10-6, Indians. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr strikes out. 1 out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Chapman strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Boone reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Boone steals third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 13-6, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Hinrichs now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Avila hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-6, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Combs now playing shortstop. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 4 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Vollmer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-8, Indians. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar pinch hits for Paul Hinrichs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.